This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة. It was in the middle of the night. A man came out of his room and he went to the living room. He left his warm bed. He left his wife. And he went to the living room and he turned on the TV. Afterwards, he put in a cassette tape or a video cassette tape. And he was sitting down to watch pornography. At this moment, his daughter, who was 5 years old, came out of her room and she saw her father watching what he was watching. And she said, "Shame on you, father, shame on you." And she turned around and returned to her room. The brother looked for the remote, tried to turn off his TV in time, but he was too late. And the words, "Shame on you, father, shame on you," kept on repeating over and over and over, again and again in his head. That morning, this was in the morning, I mean this is the time when the believers get up to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tahajjud, and he was watching pornography. Because of the words of his daughter, he went and he took a shower and he went to the masjid, and tears were coming down his eyes the whole time. When prayer started, he started crying profusely. After prayer, he continued crying. Tears were coming down his eyes. He was crying so much that the brothers around him who attended Fajr, they thought maybe such a great calamity had befallen upon this brother. So all of them asked, when they went by him, "Brother, is there anything I can do for you? Is there something wrong? Is there anything I can help you with?" So he just shook his head. That day he went to work. And his eyes were red from the crying, from what had happened last night. And his co-worker asked him, he said to him, "Brother, is there something wrong?" So he told him, he said, "Brother, for almost 40 years, I haven't made sujood to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until this morning. I haven't made sujood to Allah willingly until this morning." So he was remorseful for all those years that had passed. So he came back home. He found his wife crying from work. After coming back from work, he found his wife crying. And he said, "What's wrong?" In his mind, he was thinking maybe his daughter had said something to her. And so he said, "What's wrong?" She said, "Do you know that our daughter just passed away?" And so they prepared the janazah. And when it was time to bury his daughter, he was the one that was in the grave. He was about to put her inside the lahad, the side, in the grave, put her in the grave. And a smile came to his face. A smile came to his face. So his friends who were there, they said, "You know, you've been crying all this time. Why is it when at the time when you put your daughter in the grave, the smile has come on your face? Why do you see a smile on your face?" And they were wondering, this is his friend. So he said, "Today, I lost my daughter, but she left a light, a nur, that still remains in my heart right now." Then later on afterwards, he continually always went to the masjid and he was a changed person. Always close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always keeping up to us with his prayers and so forth. This light though, remained in his heart and he was a changed person from that time on. Change. This is a word that we always promise ourselves every day, every month, every year, every Ramadan. We will say, you know, we'll be a changed person. We will change. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us many opportunities to change. He gives us the Jum'ah, the five daily prayers, as salatul khams, and then al-Jum'ah ila al-Jum'ah, from Jum'ah to Jum'ah, wa Ramadan ila Ramadan, mukaffiratun lima baynahunna, idha ijtunibat al-kabair. These are expiations for you if you avoid the major sins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us or tells us to pray so that we can change and so that we ourselves change within ourselves and have the opportunity to also change the community. And this is what Ramadan was for us. And if we are changed after Ramadan, then this is also a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted our deeds afterwards. But if we are the same, or we turn back to the old, our old self, then this is also a bad sign that maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not accept our deeds. So, during the times right now that we are in, our community, the Muslim Ummah, is in need of change. And I'm not talking about change that's mentioned in McCain's political slogans or Obama's political slogans. No. The Ummah itself, the Muslims, we ourselves, we have to change. But where do we start? Where do we start with this change? Let's learn from some of the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he first came to Medina, what were his first words? Because these words will be the foundation of a stronger community. These words will be the foundation of a stronger ummah. These words will be a stronger foundation, for the stronger, a stronger family. And so when the Prophet ﷺ, when he arrived in Medina from Mecca, the turning point in Islam, this is the time in which before the Muslims were oppressed. Now this is the turning point, the time of change, where the Muslims will have the upper hand from now on. They will be strong and there will be an established Muslim state. But how, what did the Prophet ﷺ tell the companions when he arrived? He said, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, O people. He called out all the people in Medina, because there are a lot of the Muslims in Medina. And he told them, he said, O people, first thing that you do, he said, help each other. Start feeding each other. Start feed, wasil al-arham, and join relations. He said, first of all, he said, afshu salam. Give the salams. Wa at'im al-ta'am. And then, help the needy. And then, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wasil al-arham, and enjoin relations. Wasallu bil-layli wa-nasu niyam. And pray at night time when the people are sleeping. تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ بِسَلَامٍ. The first thing that you do, the first sunnah that has been forgotten, I mean one of the sunnahs that have been forgotten in our times right now, is spreading the salams. Spreading the salams. Most people, they look at the salams as something that's very insignificant. But this is the beginning of your path to paradise, to give salams. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in another hadith which is authentic, he mentioned clearly to us, he said, لا تدخل الجنة حتى تؤمنوا. You will not enter paradise until you believe. ولا تؤمنوا حتى تحبوا. And you will not believe until you love each other. أفلا أدلكم على شيء إذا فعلتموه تحاببتم أفشوا السلام. Would you like me to show you something that if you were to go forward and do it, you will love each other? Spread the salams. And amongst the signs of the Day of Judgment is that people will leave this sunnah. You might say, well, people are still giving salams. But you know what? The Prophet ﷺ said, amongst the signs of the Day of Judgment, أَيُكُونَ السَّلَامَ لِلْمَعْرِفَةِ. That when a person gives salams, it's only because he needs something. He wants to know something. For example, somebody comes into the masjid and he says, brother, assalamu alaikum brother. Do you know where the closest halal restaurant is? Assalamu alaikum brother. Did you see the key that was left here? Did you see anybody take it? Would he have given salams if he didn't need to know anything? He wouldn't. We don't give salams to each other, and we only give salams to the people who are close to us that we know. When we meet Muslims, we don't give salams. It's only for information, for something that we need. And then afterwards, after you give salams, right, the Prophet ﷺ said, you will not enter Jannah until you believe. You will not believe until you love each other. Would you like me to show you something to do that if you were to do it, you would love each other? Give the salams. So the second is that we have to love each other. We have to work with each other. And the fundamentals of our belief, part of our iman, is loving our brothers for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a hadith that I'm sure all of us have heard before, and all of us we know, but do we practice it? And what's that hadith? لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you truly believes until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. You will not believe until you love for your brother what you love for yourself. Most people think this is a high level to achieve. This is mashallah. You know, if somebody can achieve this particular, that's like the epitome of iman. No. You know what? Al-Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, He said, this is the minimum requirement for every Muslim. This is the minimum requirement. لا يؤمن أحدكم. None of you truly believes. This is minimum requirement. You have to love for your brother what you love for yourself. Then what's the praiseworthy position? The praiseworthy position is that you love for your brother more than what you even love for yourself. It's preference, preferring your brother over your own self. So, وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصًا. That's the praiseworthy position. And so as Muslims, we ourselves, in order to establish a strong community, we have to start working together. We have to start with the little things. And loving each other. So how do we build this love amongst the community? How do we build this love in our family members? How do we do it? The first thing, one of the ways, is by giving each other gifts. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, "Tahadu, tahabu." As Muslims, you know, with the holiday seasons coming up in America, like it's a time of giving and so forth. But you know, that's the most stressful time to the Americans, the people in America, the non-Muslims, those who celebrate Christmas and so forth. This is you. If you ask them what is the most stressful time of the year, they will tell you. It's the holiday seasons. Why is it so stressful when they should be happy? It's a time of joy and happiness. Why? Because it's no the gifts and so forth, shouldn't they make them love each other? Shouldn't it help them to bring them closer to each other? Why is it when you personally ask anyone, most they'll say, you know, that's a very stressful time. Just ask. So is it stressful for you when in the holiday season? Yeah, they'll say, yes it is. It's a very stressful time for us. Why is it? Why? As Muslims, some Muslims also, you know, during like their Eid and so forth, we make that as a day or a time in which we give gifts to our parents, give gifts to our friends and family members and so forth. But you know, as Muslims, there's no specific time to give gifts. The Prophet ﷺ generalized that, he opened it up. Whenever you give gifts, and the gifts that have the most meaning are the gifts that you give when the other person is not expecting. If he is expecting it, then it isn't a surprise and it doesn't build that love. So Eid isn't a time to give gifts. As Muslims, you give gifts all the time. But if you're expecting it, like for example, the holiday seasons we have right now, people are expecting it. So they might, you know, they have to give somebody else too. So if they receive something that is less than their expectations, they say, you know what, I spent more money for this guy. Why did I just get this? This little thing. I spent even more for the other person. So they are not happy, even though that gift might be very valuable, it might be very, very expensive. But it doesn't have that effect. But what if you're not expecting anything, and a brother comes to you? He says, brother, I have here a box of candy or a watch or anything, or just something very small, insignificant, very small, but he gives it to you as a gift. Are you happy? Say, MashaAllah, Jazakumullah khair, brother. The next thing you know, immediately, it helps you build this bond, right? So the Prophet ﷺ was approached by the companions all the time. They would come with him with gifts for him. And the companions would give gifts to each other also, to build this love. And they didn't give like the little things. You know, they didn't give like the little things. They gave the things that they love. Because this is also a part of iman. To give, to help the needy and to help others. And you give the things that you love, that you want. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Al-Qur'an al-Kareem, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You shall never attain piety until you spend from that which you love. Until you spend from that which you love. And this is how the companions were. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, every time he would come across this ayat, he would think, what is it that he loves the most? And he would think, and these are like valuable things that he would have, would be land, would be, might be, it might be something that he really wanted, that he didn't have for a long time, then he got it. And he would think, he would come across, and he finished the Qur'an every 3 days. So he would give. Every time he would come across his life, every 3 days he would think, what's the most valuable thing, what's the most beloved thing to me? He would give that thing to the poor, or to whoever was more needy. This is preference. We have to build this love amongst the Muslims, amongst ourselves. And then, when we start up a community, when we start, we want projects like schools, like da'wah projects, social projects and so forth, then you, once you build this love, it's easier for us to work with each other. And once, otherwise, you, if you always have enmity, this person is this, this person is that, as soon as you start off a committee, a brother comes up, brother, you know what, I put $3,000 into this project with my own money. I'm not even part of the board. Right? I'm not part of the board. What's wrong? So you have, sometimes it's these discussions. But if we had this love amongst ourselves, and not this enmity and hatred and jealousy and so forth in the Muslim community, then it's much easier for us to work with. And it starts off with what? With just giving salams to somebody you don't even know. If you give, for example, you walk by and you don't know this brother. Salaamu alaikum brother, and you give salams. And you don't give just a little heartwarming salams. You don't just give a little salam, just give, yeah, salamu alaykum brother. As if you knew him for like the last 20 years. He'll be, what will happen to that brother? That brother will probably be surprised, right? Wow, but do I know this? He's probably thinking, right? Do I know this brother? Maybe I met him somewhere before, right? But then, if you did that, the next time you see him at Walmart or wherever you're shopping, wherever you're, like the supermarket and so forth, you would immediately, that brother, that connection that you made because of that salam, you see him in the streets or whatever, brother, salamu alaykum brother. It's like you guys know each other for the last 20 years, for real. Isn't that the case? So that's why it starts with that, by just giving these just little salams. I remember when I was in Vietnam, I used to, I tried to revive giving of salams the way that it should be. You give salams when you leave, when you come in, when you leave. And so I would walk by a Muslim brother, salamu alaykum brother. Immediately he would stop. He would say, yes, do you need something? I said, no, I just want to give salam, brother. I would go again. Walk by another Muslim, salamu alaykum brother. Yes, brother, do you need anything? He would say, wa alaykum salam. Yes, brother, is there anything I can do for you? Do you need anything? I said, no, I just want to give salams. That's all. Every time I would walk by the streets, somebody, I'd give salam to somebody, they would stop and ask me, because first of all, you don't just give a regular salam, give a warm salams. Give from your heart. Do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put a smile on your face and give salams to the brothers. And give salams to each other and shake their hands. And this is what the companions did. When they went by something, if they're, whether a tree or a pole or a wall or anything came between them, they would immediately give salams again. If somebody did this, you'd probably think they're crazy. Right now, And so we have to start practicing this. Even in our family members. For example, let me give you an example. If you come by, you get into a car. Your wife goes to the other side of the car. You come this side of the car. Once you sit down, give salams to her. The car separated you two, right, when you went in. Apply this sunnah right there. Your mother, your father, whoever's on the other side, salamu alaykum brother. Give salams to your brother, or your sister, or your wife, and so forth. Put this into application, and you'll see it does wonders. And this is just the beginning. And then we have to start loving each other and giving each other. Of course, gifts, and don't think that you have to spend like $100, $200, $300. No. Every time, be consistent. Every time you go to the store, next time you want to buy something, next time you go to the store, think of somebody. I don't care who it is, your cousin, your brother, your sister, your mother, your aunt, your uncle, your grandfather, grandmother, buy them something. When you buy something for yourself, buy something for them also. Next time, think of your best friend, buy something for them. Next time, it might be the imam. Next time, your father, your mother. Are they expecting anything? It's not Eid, right? It's not Eid al-Adha or Eid al-Fitr. It's not their birthday or anything like that, right? Not that we should be celebrating birthdays or anything like that, but for no particular reason. Just be consistent with it, and you will see that within your circle, your family, the love amongst yourselves will build. It will become stronger even within your family. And that's where we start off. And then the community, of course, you start thinking of the other Muslim brothers who are in need. That's why when you give zakat, you have to look for the... It's sunnah to go yourself, to go and give yourself so you can see the conditions of the Muslims. You don't want to send it here and there. You want to look at your community first. Every around the community, there are people who are needy. Don't give me the, you know, this and that about, you know, what people here don't need any, there are no needy people and so forth. No, it's your responsibility. When you give sadaqah, zakat and so forth, go look at the people around your area. Inshallah, brothers, could you please move up a little bit? Because I think if you have any space, so the brothers in the back, inshallah, can have time. So move up a little bit, inshallah. So, and that's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he sent Mu'adh ibn Jabal, when he sent him to, when he sent him to Yemen, what did he tell them? He said, "You're coming to a people. إنك تأتي قوم من أهل الكتاب. فليكن أول ما تدعوهم إليه. Let the first thing you call them to. You're coming to a people of the book." I mean, you're coming to the people of the Christians and the Jews. And so, let the first thing you call them to is La ilaha illallah. And then tell them that it's obligatory upon them to pray the five daily prayers. And then tell them to give the zakat. تُؤْخَذُ مِنْ أَغْنِيَائِهِمْ فَتُرَدُّ عَلَى فُقَرَائِهِمْ Take that from their rich and return it to fuqara, their poor. The poor people amongst them. Because if you keep on sending your zakat out here and there, outside to the other places, and you forget the people in the area, in your area, you know, of course we should always be thinking of Muslims no matter where they are. You can send your sadaqah anywhere. But specifically as the zakat, take care of the area, the community, because that's the person who you see when you go to the masjid. These are the people in your community. Strengthen your community, start from the inside out, your family, your community and so forth. And start the change from within. And then go out, further and further around, out the circle. And so, as Muslims, we should have mercy upon all. And build this love amongst us, because the love for the sake of Allah is the strongest love of all. إن أوثق العرى الإيمان الحب في الله والبغض في الله. The strongest bond of iman, not of iman, bond of iman is the bond which is the love for Allah's sake and disliking for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we love for the sake of Allah. And the love for the sake of Allah, there's nothing like it. Loving for the sake of Allah and giving for the sake of Allah and helping for the sake of Allah, this is the strongest thing. Even with your family members, even with your wife, you should love her. Of course, you have this natural love, but that love for Allah should be the strongest. And that's what will keep your relationship stronger than anything else, is when you love for the sake of Allah. Why is this the case? Why is that love for the sake of Allah the strongest? Because you're not expecting anything back. You're only hoping from Allah. So when you are kind to your wife, your spouse, your wife or your husband, and you're kind to them, you are kind to them and you're treating them nicely for the sake of Allah. And so if you don't receive that back, you're not even expecting it to start with. So you will continually be kind to them. even if you don't get the same treatment from them. But if you do get, you know, you get that kindness from them and you're not expecting it, then you appreciate it even more. Then you appreciate it even more. And so do things for the sake of Allah. Love your brothers and sisters, and love your aunts and uncles, your family members and so forth. Love them for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what also keeps us strong, keeps the community strong. And as Muslims, this is how the society in Medina, when they came together, it was built on La ilaha illallah. It was built upon loving for the sake of Allah, worshipping Allah alone, and everybody was connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Prophet ﷺ said, Afshas salam. وأطعم الطعام. Help the needy, feed the poor. وصل الأرحام. And enjoin relations. We should always try to enjoin relations with our, you know, all the time with our family members. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "تعلموا من أنسابكم ما تصل به أرحامكم." Learn your lineage, your relatives, so you can enjoin this relationship. Learn who your relatives are, so you can enjoin relations. Even if they're your second cousin, third cousin, these are acts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, and that will strengthen community and strengthen the family. And once that's strong, then your iman will go up, because it's easier to go to the masjid. Because when you have problems in the masjid, you have people say, "Brother, I don't want to go to the masjid. I don't want to see the brother's face anymore. Like every time I see the brother's face, it's like..." So this causes you to stay away from the community and so forth. So start building this. And instead of blaming other people when things go wrong, when this thing happens, put the responsibility on your shoulders. That why, if what is it? Maybe it's you. Maybe it's the sins that you are committing. Maybe because you're not participating. So if things go around you, don't blame anyone except yourself. نَعِيبُ زَمَانَنَا وَالْعِيبُ فِينَا وَلَيْسَ لِي زَمَانِ نَعِيبٌ سِوَانَا. We blame the times that we're living in. There's nothing wrong with the times we're living in. The only thing that's wrong is us. And so, we ourselves, we have to change. When you see things going around, then you change. Change all the things as much as you can. And don't think that it can't happen. It starts off with the core, the Muslim communities working together. And if we can change something about it, then we should change something for the better and make something more Islamic and so forth, then we should do such things. Like for example, you have right now, what is it, Proposition 8, with the marriage and so forth. If there's a proposition, and this proposition is calling for something that Islamically, it's part of Islam. Like for example, you might have some propositions like, you know, gambling, for example, in other places. You know, they want to legalize gambling in certain cities and so forth. It's okay for Muslims, in order to keep this away, because gambling is, of course, we know what it is in Islam. We know it's prohibited. And so if we participate, we can change that, then we ourselves should put forward and we should change that. And also, as I mentioned, we should try to do all that we can to change the community and also change the perception of the non-Muslims towards the Muslims also. We should get involved in helping Muslims and non-Muslims when it comes to social things. And this is part of our iman, part of Islam. The Prophet ﷺ mentioned a hadith, inshaAllah, I'll end the first khutbah with this hadith, about a prostitute. She came to a well. She was very thirsty, so she entered the well, she went down into the well, and she drank until she was quenched. When she came back out, she looked outside and she saw that there was a dog there. That dog had been, the dog was licking the wet ground around the well. And so she said, "Ya Allah." And you see, she said, "Yeah, well, this dog is just as thirsty as I was before I went to drink." So she went down into the well again and filled up her khuf, her leather socks, with water, and she fed this dog. And because of this action, the Prophet ﷺ said, Allah forgave her all her sins. In another narration of Sahih Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala entered paradise. Subhanallah. A prostitute enters paradise because of giving water to a dog. What if this person was a human? What if this person was a Muslim? What if this person was a relative of yours and was really in need? That's why Shaykh Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah, he mentioned his commentary on this, said this is proof that it is recommended, you know, not for Muslims, not to be kind to animals, but of course, even with non-Muslims, it's awla, I mean, it's even more worthy. And so that's why we should also show this, that Islam, as the Prophet ﷺ said, إِرْحَمُوا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ يَرْحَمُكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Have mercy upon those on earth, and the one who is in the heavens will have mercy upon you. And so we should start the change by loving each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and working together. And it starts with some of these little things that we can do. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأصلي وأسلم على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. So I mentioned the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said وأطعم الطعام, help each other. And then at the end, he said, وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ. And pray at night time while the people are asleep. تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ بِسَلَامُ. The thing also, that in order for us to build a stronger community, we have to strengthen our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is by standing up at night time, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during Salat al-Tahajjud. And be consistent with this. Even if it's just two rak'ahs before the Fajr time comes in. Wake up before Fajr time. And if it's just try to be consistent with it, at least just two rak'ahs. If you can do more, alhamdulillah, but at least two rak'ahs to strengthen your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When everyone is asleep, you communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends down to the lower heavens and He asks, is there anyone there who asks forgiveness from me so that I can forgive him? Is there anybody that wants anything so that I can give him? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does this every single day, the last third of the night. And we have to strengthen our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and cleanse our hearts and by repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and strengthen this inshaAllah. And then inshaAllah our community will be stronger in building this love amongst ourselves. And then of course it starts, as I mentioned, with just these little things that I've just given, and there's a lot more things that we can do to strengthen ourselves. So I want you next time, when you go to the market, when you see another brother, just give salam. You don't know him, but just give him a warm salam. And do that as much as you can. Because every time you do so, you're getting reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it for the sake of Allah. Then when you go to the store next time, when you get in the store, buy something. Even if it's just a piece of chocolate. If your brother is not expecting it, he's going to be very happy, even if it's just a Hershey's bar. It's going to cost you 55 cents, 59 cents, 60 cents. But you know, he'll still be happy. You won't break the bank doing it. But you build love amongst yourselves. You know, just be consistent with that also. Allahumma aghfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al khasirin. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina adhaban nar. اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين اللهم اعز الاسلام والمسلمين واذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر اعداءك اعداء الدين. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما واقيموا الصلاه.